This goes to Dr. Saxena, S-A-X-E-N-A, fax 989-463-2249, regarding Lynn, L-Y-N-N, Ray, it's capital R-A-E, Martin, M like Mary, A-R-T-I-N like November. Date of birth is 2/9/1947. Dear Dr. Saxena, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Martin with primary hyperparathyroidism and hypertension. Her last visit was September 15th of 2025. Her weight is stable. She complains of ongoing fatigue and states that she did get a B12 shot in the office recently, but it really didn't help the fatigue. No other complaints, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea, no recent illnesses, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no nausea or vomiting. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight amlodipine, 2.5 milligram daily. Sensipar is 30 milligram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Atenolol, 12.5 milligram daily. She takes Xanax and Nexium, biotin, cranberry pills, ibuprofen rarely, and aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight 137 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse is 62, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff was 160/80. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. Abdomen soft without ascites. No peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done March 10th of 2026. Creatinine was 0.8, which is stable. Intact parathyroid hormone is 69.4, calcium 9.5, electrolytes are normal, albumin is 3.9, phosphorus 3.1, hemoglobin 13.0, normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, primary hyperparathyroidism, stable with normal calcium levels on low dose of Sensipar 3 times a week. 2, hypertension, higher than goal in the office. We have asked her to check blood pressures at home, the goal being 130 to 140 over 80, and she will do that and will call us back with readings in the next 1 to 2 weeks. We will check labs every 6 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.